Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Tone and Sculpt Community Podcast. This is your girl, Chrissy Chella, and in today's podcast is actually I'm coming back. And as you guys know, I did 10 episodes prior to this episode. And right now we are all in quarantine. We're all stuck at home. We're all facing a lot of things in the world. And this podcast is about positivity. It's about bringing us back to a good state, a state where we feel like we have one another, a state where we feel like we have people to connect with and messages to share. I have in today's podcast a very special guest who I've met before and had the privilege of meeting. I have Joycelyn here with me today, and Joycelyn is one of the Tone and Sculpt community members. And Joycelyn has actually shared her story before on the Tone and Sculpt community page. When we went to LA, me and the team, we got to meet her, we got to dive into her story and what fitness means to her. However, there's more to Joycelyn than meets the eye, and she, for me, as special as everyone is, me and Joycelyn, just this connection, I've always just loved you since meeting you, Joycelyn. So I just want to say thank you for being here and taking the time to be here. But yeah, everyone, this is Joycelyn.
Hi, guys. Yes, my name is Joycelyn. Thank you so much, Chrissy, for such a beautiful, beautiful introduction. I'm so grateful to you and so grateful to Tone and Sculpt for allowing me to come on here and speak about my experiences.
Okay, Joycelyn. So I want to know what time it is there to begin with, because here it's actually 5 p.m.
Yeah, no, right here, right now in Victorville, it's 9 a.m., 9:05 in the morning.
Do you normally wake up early or not really?
Okay. I want to say yes, because I want to say that I am a morning person. I've always been a morning person. I've gotten up as early as 4 a.m. to get my day started, usually averaging 6 a.m. But ever since quarantine and the lack of a schedule, it's been 9, 10 a.m., sometimes 11, sometimes 12.
Joycelyn, how are you finding quarantine right now?
I'm finding it difficult and also a blessing in disguise in a lot of different aspects. I feel difficult because there's a lot of chaos going on in the world right now. There's a lot of pain going on, not only from a health issue side with the pandemic, but also with a civil rights issue on the other side too. So just trying to navigate both circumstances, situations, trying to be as safe as possible. But at the same time, I'm finding this a very, very great opportunity to be with my family again, because ever since I went to college and ever since my brothers and I quickly followed, we all moved back to LA. And for the last few years, LA has been our lives. That's where we work. That's where we go to school. And I haven't been able to live in a house with all my family in a long time. So us coming back home from everything, even though we had to drop all everything, it's been such a blessing in disguise to be able to live here, actually live here, not just spend a weekend and go home and not see my parents for months, and be able to live with each other day to day. So that's something I'm incredibly grateful for right now.
Because I remember when we spoke, your dad was actually with us on set. So yes. Jonathan's dad came along when we had our initial like meet and greet everyone. And I remember when Joyce then was recording with the team, I had a chance to talk to your dad. And you know when you just know someone is so proud of someone else? And I don't know, I might be wrong when I say this because obviously I don't know your dad very well, but I feel like he's a man of very few words, but you just know that he just
yes.
is so proud of you and everything that you've been through, because the trauma that you faced is one that's, yes. you know, you don't wish it upon absolutely anyone, you know, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce and everyone was in actually a car crash, and you lost mm-hmm. one of your friends, one of your dearest friends, and also, you know, the backlash from that. You know, there was so much suffering that you went from physically and more importantly, mentally. Mm-hmm. And when I first met Joycelyn, when she told me the story, I couldn't believe it because you were so positive and you were just such a... You were just shining. I was like, what? Like, mind my language, everyone. But I was like, what the fuck? If I went through a car crash, I would just be mortified, especially if I lost one of my closest, most dearest friends. I would hate the world. And you told mm-hmm. me you went through a phase where you just absolutely hated the world and hated everything around you. And you reached a point where you were just like, do you know what? I can go on living like this and living in this negative bubble and thinking that the world owes me something, or I can make a change and bounce back. And one of the tools that you bounced back was fitness, you know? And yes. that is amazing, because there's so many people who may not have gone through what you have gone through. And everyone has their own issues, but I'm just putting in perspective, you went through a lot and you still got up, trained, ate right, ate well. And it's just so inspiring. You didn't use that as an excuse when so many would have. I know I would have.
Yes. Yes, I agree on so many fronts, but it came to a point where I truly believe that how I did one thing was how I did everything. So it's like, okay, I went through this horrifying and traumatic physical and mental experience, and slowly, very, very slowly, but surely, I've been able to regain strength. I've been able to regain movement. I've been able to regain my sense of self and my sense of independence. So I feel like I got another chance to live again, literally and figuratively speaking, and I was gonna run with it. And I started to use fitness, health, and exercise as a way to celebrate the body I've been giving a second chance to live in, celebrate wow. the fact that I have life again. Mm. Not only do I have my life again, I'm not paralyzed to a wheelchair when I fractured my neck. I'm going to move. If my feet can touch the floor in the morning when I get out of bed, I'm going to celebrate that day through exercise. It's no longer going to be about, oh, I'm going to cancel out that donut that I ate. Oh, I'm going to use exercise as a way to burn as many calories as possible so that I can look the way that I want. It's not going to be a way anymore for me to not be happy with myself in that moment, and it's not going to be a way for me to tell myself, oh, I'm exercising because I don't feel like I'm good enough right now.
Yeah.
No, like now it's all going to be about performance, and it's going to be solely doing it for me and solely for the pure enjoyment of movement. And that's what it's been about.
Yeah. It's so refreshing, because obviously, you know, like my job is to talk and to train women. That's what I know to do. That's my passion. That's my purpose. Mm-hmm. And it is so refreshing, and not to dismiss anyone else's goals, because I think equally we all have our own goals that we want to achieve. And I take every goal to be just as important as the other goal. That's how mm-hmm. I take it. If I'm speaking to an individual, if we're talking to clients, every single goal, it doesn't matter which one it is. They matter to me equally. But what I love about what you've just said is you haven't referred once to saying, I wanted to bounce back. I wanted to get my figure back. I wanted to, you know, fit into this. You've come back and you've said, oh my God, like I've been blessed with a second chance, pretty much. I've been mm-hmm. blessed with the ability to walk again. And I'm really going to use it to focus on getting a six pack, or am I going to use it on focusing on Let me move my body for my mental and physical health. Let me eat well for my mental and physical health, because I owe that to myself and my body. So I think that's really refreshing. You know, there's so many things out nowadays that just push you to want to change physically, whereas yours was more like, no, I've been given a second chance. Let me actually use it for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And after coming to this realization, I just want to sometimes, like, so badly want to shake the people around me when they're telling me that, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds, or I want to be this certain weight, or I want to look this certain way. And I just want to tell them, like, no, you please look at it differently, that fitness is not all about that. Like, those are beautiful little successes if they mean a lot to you, but in the long run, you want to do it to make yourself feel good from the inside out. Mm-hmm. Because trust me, I have gotten to the leanest that I have ever been in my life and been at my unhappiest. And Same. It was a point where I struggled so much with myself, because I was like, what's going on? Because I feel I look the best that I've ever looked. I'm the leanest I've ever been. I actually have abs that I've never seen. I get compliments 24/7. Why am I always fatigued? Why is my hair falling out? Why am I losing my period? Why do I not feel good from the inside? Why am I struggling with my relationship with food? And so I know now that being a certain size and being a certain weight and looking a certain way, it's really great if it's healthy, mentally sound. And it's great if it's not impacting my quality of life. But I know now that even if I'm never, even if I don't ever have a six pack, it's going to be okay, because six packs are very superficial.
Yeah.
I like what they stand for. Like, oh, okay, I feel like lean physiques, they have more symbolism than they are for superficial.
I see what you're saying. Goals. It determines a lot. Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're like, oh, that, you know, it shows dedication and hard work. It really does.
Yes, exactly.
But it's not something that I truly believe. It's not just to have it. You know, there needs to be more purpose. I truly believe that when you do something in life, it needs to be purpose. Like, have purpose behind it. I don't like doing things without purpose. I've realized the hard way that if you're just doing something for society or to please other people, to follow a trend, it doesn't last. And, you know, you have to do things with a purpose. And that's exactly what's going on in this world right now. You know, are people doing stuff because it's purpose and you want to make a difference? Or are you doing something for a trend? And I think that it's really important to distinguish the two. And I refer purpose to fitness. And I always say, when you're going to do something, you've got to do it for yourself. Whenever I speak to people, whenever I do a caption, I always ask, like, why are you doing this? What's your why? Like, what is your reason to why you're doing this? Are you doing this because you want to please someone else? We've all been unsure of it. We've all done something. Oh my God. I've worn dresses before and I've popped on heels that hurt my feet to please a man that I didn't even actually give a fuck about. You know, we all sometimes do things we don't necessarily want to do, but we think that we have to do them because it will make others happy. And as a result, you're sacrificing your own happiness and your own purpose. That's why when it comes to fitness, the number one reason, one of the number one reasons, let me make it that clear in case someone picks it up, but the one of the reasons fitness fails is because people don't have the right why. And it becomes more of a physical appearance and change rather than something that's got consistency and longevity. And that's the same with anything, a relationship, a workspace. It's the same thing with me. I've never in my life had to lead a team. And trust me when I say, when I first employed my first team member, I'm a completely different person to how I am now. And what I mean by that is I used to think that I could just like scream and shout to get what I want. And I'll safely admit that. And there was no purpose to why I was doing it, but because I was just running on emotions. Now you've got to step back and ask yourself, why are you going to respond like this? What is your purpose? What is your reason? How is it going to make a change? And you have to apply it with everything you do in life. Why are you doing it? What is the reason? Is it going to make a positive impact and change? If it's not, don't do it and change your why.
And I think that no one really speaks about that. And your why completely changed to prior the accident and post accident.
Yes, definitely. Didn't mean to cut you off. Because before, I felt that I didn't have a why, not only for fitness, but for anything in my life. I was doing things because I felt like I was supposed to, and I had goals, but I was moving through life checking off boxes, and it didn't matter whether I was enjoying those things that I was doing or whether I wasn't. All I knew was that I had a goal, and I knew that if I wasn't happy on my way there, I was going to have happiness when I reached that goal. But that traumatic life experience made me realize that, yes, it's very, very, it's crucial. Crucial in life to have goals and things to work towards too. But if I'm not enjoying the process step by step, day by day, I'm not going to have all that fulfillment that I thought I was going to have when I reached that goal. And 9 times out of 10, life is unpredictable and things, your goals change all the time. So if I place so much energy into believing that my happiness is way over there and I don't care about enjoying the process, if my goal changes completely, what happened to all this time where I spent just living complacency and just moving day by day in a numbing routine? And I feel like a lot of us tend to move through life that way, just moving through life, just simply moving through life, doing things because we feel like we're supposed to and not enjoying it along the way. So I feel that my quality of life dramatically increased for the better when I cut out everything that I wasn't enjoying doing. And I started doing things because it gave me a sense of purpose, because it gave me a sense of happiness. And I'm telling you right now that before the pandemic and everything, when I was super busy, I was tired all of the time, but I was so satisfied and so happy because nothing that I was doing felt like work. And that's so important to me. And that translates into fitness too. Exercise doesn't feel like work. It's fulfilling and it's enjoying. And that's something that I'm so happy to know now in my life, especially at such a young age. And I want nothing more than everybody to be able to know that too, without having to go through what I went through.
I have a question for you, Joycelyn.
Yes.
So post lockdown, I'm assuming life was just, you know, you were living life, you had your goals, you had your purpose, you were day by day living it. Now, what's going on? Have you kind of like reverted back to maybe a negative mindset or maybe a more like slower mindset? And what I mean by slow, I mean like we're just like living each day as it comes now, right? Some of us are just kind of living it day by day when really we need to be utilizing the time we have because we might not have this time again.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yes. So I'm not gonna lie to you. I came back home the middle of March. And so I think like a week after that, my employment was terminated. I was out of school already. And so I came back home, and then I felt very, very anxious, very stressed about everything that was happening because the pandemic in the United States was getting pretty, pretty hectic. And so for about a month, I wasn't very active at all. And I don't mean it physically, because that was literally the only thing I had to hang on to at that point, but mentally, because I was a person that was go, 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 always busy. And now I had absolutely nothing to do externally. And I had to create things to do for myself. And a part of me didn't want to, because I was like, how can I be productive? How can I feel happy with my own life when there are so many people outside suffering, when I'm so afraid of getting sick, when I'm so afraid of going outside? And so I struggled with that for like about a month. And literally the only structure I had in my day was the Tone and Sculpt app. And yes, during that time, I think I only managed to work out like twice in a week, but I had to be kind to myself. I had to be kind to my mind, knowing that I was going through a very stressful situation. I was doing my best to respond in the best possible way. And I knew that I allowed myself to feel this way, and I promised myself that I wouldn't stay in that position. And I'm happy that since then, I've made my own schedule. Now that I don't have school right now that I don't have work right now, I see this as an opportunity to fill my life with things that I felt I never had time for. For example, I read constantly, I cook and I bake constantly. I spend really quality time with my mom.
Sorry, I need to know what you bake.
What do I not bake? Oh my gosh. Okay. I bake banana bread. I bake shortbread cookies, which are some of my favorite.
I love it.
I bake coconut flour Oreo cookies. Those are freaking delicious. Lemon poppy seed cake. Anything that I feel like baking in that day, I'm gonna bake.
Do you know what? It's so funny. Yes, it's like our social girl Ari, she always is posting on her story of her baking brand new treats, and now that she seems to have become this baking queen, she is obliged to bring baked goods to work when we go back there.
Yes, you have to. Oh my gosh.
But it's good for keeping yourself busy, and you're doing other things, and you're with your family. And look, like there was going to be a time, even me, oh my God, when I heard about the pandemic, I was like, oh my God, no gym, no this, no that. I was absolutely shitting myself. And then I sat back and I thought, okay, I need to chill. I need to set a plan. I need to focus on this plan. And that's exactly why, like, I was like, do you know what? Thank God the sculpted guide I created has come out, because now I can talk about it. And everyone thought, Joycelyn will vouch for this, because no one believed me. Guys, I created the sculpted program in 2019, and I gave it to the team, and I said to the team, I want to have a case study amongst like 10 or 15 girls with unique stories who try out the sculpted program 2 months prior to launch. Joycelyn, is that not true?
It is true, and I am amazed at life's timing, because I couldn't believe that by the time you were ready to release it on your own schedule, that all the gyms were closed.
I couldn't believe it.
Chrissy, I cannot stress to you how thankful I am that I was put through the sculpted guide, because it allowed me to not freak out and lose my mind when all the gyms closed and I was at home with limited equipment, and I no longer had the mentality that I needed weights in order to see improvements. Like, I already knew the sculpted guide had my back.
100%.
That's crazy.
It was so funny. No one believed me. They were like, oh, you move fast. And I was like,
you move fast.
You don't do a 10 series campaign and a super long project when you move fast. This is 4 months in the making. 4 to 5 months, actually, because I remember I started doing the Sculptic Guide because I was traveling backwards and forwards to LA and Austria, and I had all these meetings, and I just couldn't find a gym. In LA, it's very hard to find a gym that's like affordable, and you're allowed to kind of just have a 2-week trial. Yes. They only do like 1-day passes, or you have to pay for the month, and I was never there for a month, and I didn't want to waste my money, to be honest. So the only way, unfortunately, this is the reality of it, guys. Sometimes there are perks to being an influencer. And if you do DM gyms and you collab with them, they do let you use the gym for free. However, I think it's fair for me to say, you guys know I don't post anything. The only companies I promote are Toner Sculpt and Women's Best. And I find it very hard to just use my platform just because I have it. I would just never really do that. It's really hard unless I really genuinely love the gym. Like, I love Equinox, for example. Every time I've been to Equinox, I absolutely love it. So if I ever did like a collaboration with them, I'd be so thankful because I actually love their showers alone. So but what I'm trying to say is I never really went to a gym in LA, and if I did, it was either Equinox or LA Fitness or Fitness 24 Hours Fitness or whatever like that. And I just, it was difficult, like going to a brand new gym, not knowing what you're doing, where you're going, how to use specific things. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna train in my hotel room, or I'm just gonna train where I can. And that's why I compromised it into four stations. The Toner Sculpt app, it was originally called Four Stations, station 1, 2, 3, 4. And originally it was, each station consisted of 3 different exercises. But the problem is when you have 12 exercises, it can be a lot. So I was like, okay, like I don't even remember what's the other exercise I did. So that's why I repeated station 1 and 3 and station 2. So yeah, when I created it, I just created it for me. I didn't really create it for anyone else. And then I was like, you know what? This program is actually killer. Like, I die every time I do a workout. So then when I gave it to you girls are like, I'm not really.
Tell me about it. Yeah, I do want to point out how you were able, like just to put into perspective, like you took an unpleasant experience of not being able to find a gym or not to be able to have easy access to a gym, and look at everything that came out of it. You took this unpleasant experience and you made it into this Sculptic Guide that has helped a community of thousands of women on lockdown. I think that's so incredible. And I think that everybody can learn from that. Yes, that's the way that I see it. Like, look at so much that came out of you, how you took a circumstance and did your best to make the best of it. And I think that's how we should take life all the time, no matter what situation.
100%.
So I think that in regards to me with the accident and just the way that I look at life now, it's like, I truly, truly believe that it's never what happens to you that's going to determine the quality of your life. It's going to be how you respond, always, because there are no good or bad situations anymore. How are you going to respond to that situation? How are you going to make the best of it? That's what's going to determine the quality of your life.
Oh my God, you should see me right now. My hand is up in the air. Like feeling it as if like a pastor is talking to me. I'm like, yes, sing it to me. But it's true. Do you know how much shit happens in people's lives on a daily basis, or how much emotions we consume, or there's people with depression and anxiety and being cheated on or have disorders. And yes, it's hard. Life is hard, but it's, what are you going to do with it, man? What are you going to, what's the process? How are you going to make that change? So thank you so much for saying that, because that's just so beautifully said. I couldn't have even thought of saying it like you just did. So thank you so much, Kristen, because you are truly, and I'm not just saying it, I've not said this a lot to a lot of people, but you are truly one of the most inspirational people I know. And you're so inspirational, and you're so like a figure that people should like look up to. You're just one of those people that have taken a terrible situation, an unforeseeable situation that no one deserves, and turned it on its head and been like, nope, thank you so much, universe, you did that, but I'm going to take control because I have control of my life and no one else does but me. So you should be so proud of yourself. So thank you for inspiring me and every single listener here today, because it's beautiful what you've done.
Thank you so, so much. Your words mean so much to me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about my experience. Thank you. I can't say thank you enough, because like I was telling Aria a little while ago, like I could have never imagined so many positive things coming out of such a painful experience. And you and your team and your platform has allowed me to not have this experience in vain, for something positive to come out of this experience. And I am truly, 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 truly grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you as well. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another podcast with your girl. I'm going to be posting podcasts quite regularly because guess what? I'm home alone with buttons. I just felt a little bit lonely. But so make sure you're tuned, because there's more to come. And from me and Joycelyn, we love you always and forever. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.